This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The first cases of a new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading in the UK has now been detected in France and Spain. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Should Americans be concerned about the new strain of COVID-19?
Certainly. Should we keep our eye on it? Absolutely. But also, this is not surprising in any way. Viruses mutate.
That's Catherine Blish, an infectious disease expert with Stanford University, talking to KGO. Also speaking to KGO, University of California, San Francisco researcher Nevin Krogan. He's not concerned about the vaccine working on the new variant right now.
One needs to keep in mind that there's a large amount of antibodies when you initially get the vaccine, and it looks like those mutations have no effect. But when the antibodies start to decrease, the fear is that those mutations then would result in more susceptibility when the antibody levels are lower.
Scientists are still researching the new variant and the current vaccines. I'm Shelley Adler.
Sydney residents were urged not to head to shops for Boxing Day bargains, while those in some northern beach suburbs prepared to re-enter a strict lockdown for 3 days from Sunday as the Australian city seeks to stamp out a coronavirus outbreak. A fire killed at least 7 people and injured several others Saturday at a private hospital that was treating coronavirus patients on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital of Cairo, local sources and media said. Iran has extended a nighttime traffic curfew to 330 lower-risk cities in an effort to sustain a recent fall in the number of new coronavirus infections and deaths, state television reported Saturday. Russia Saturday approved its main COVID-19 vaccine, Sputnik V, for use by people over the age of 60, Russian news agencies cited the health ministry as saying. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden warned Saturday of devastating consequences if President Donald Trump continues to delay signing a COVID-19 economic relief bill passed by Congress. The president threw a long-awaited pandemic aid package into doubt last week as millions of Americans prepared to lose benefits and face eviction, demanding lawmakers more than triple the $600 direct payments to U.S. taxpayers. In a video earlier this week, Mr. Trump called the $900 million bill a disgrace, despite it being passed with bipartisan support. Here are some of the other stories making headlines around the globe today. The United Nations says three of its peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified combatants in the Central African Republic, as the country prepares for a general election and fighting continues between rebels and government forces. Britain is set for a new chapter after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. 10 out of 12 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists arrested as they tried to flee the territory by speedboat to Taiwan will face trial in mainland China December 28th, this according to campaigners and family members. Hundreds of trucks arrive at the French port of Calais as authorities scramble to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. Uganda suspended all campaigning for January's presidential poll in the capital and 10 populous districts Saturday, citing coronavirus risks. But critics say the real reason was, in fact, the opposition's popularity in these areas. The East African country is scheduled to hold a presidential election January 14th. A spokesman for the Independent Electoral Commission said the suspensions are taking place in areas where there's a high spread of the coronavirus. Uganda has reported roughly 33,000 COVID-19 infections and 245 deaths from the virus since the pandemic began. Candidate and pop star Bobi Wine has emerged as the strongest challenger to President Yoweri Museveni, who's been in power since 1986. Ethiopia will hold legislative and regional elections June 5th of next year, the Electoral Commission is saying, after polls scheduled for 2020 were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The canceled elections were a factor that stoked tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the dissident Northern Tigray region. Saturday, authorities in Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee probed an explosion that ripped through part of the city Christmas morning after a chilling bomb warning while the governor requested an emergency declaration from the White House. By remote, I'm Dr. Roberts, VOA.